This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Aaliyah Ramjet, Associate Director and Chief of Staff at Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. Aaliyah, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much to you and the Becker's team for this opportunity.
Before we jump into the questions, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. So my name is Aaliyah Ramjet, and as mentioned, I serve as the Associate Director and Chief of Staff at the Mount Sinai Health System here in New York City. In my role, I support initiatives led by the Chief Transformation Officer of the system, such as patient experience and system learning, as well as supporting initiatives for some of the service line and hospital-based strategy.
Fantastic. Based on your role currently, what are your top priorities today, and how do you see those evolving over the next year?
Yeah, so that's such a wonderful question, given, I think, what we've all experienced over the past year and the events leading up to the past year and COVID-19. So, I, as much as everyone else, of course, our priorities evolve over time. But what I'm really interested in doing, I think, in the future is really looking at the lessons learned from the past year and using those, as guiding principles to further create integrated operations that directly affect system processes. I also really believe that we need to consistently work on and follow through on the work that started around diversity and addressing diversity as it pertains to not only patient care and patient access, but our employee engagement and employee growth.
Fantastic. I think that sounds like you've got a lot of things on your plate and your work cut out for you over the next year. What are you most excited about for the future?
So I view healthcare as a 5,000 plus puzzle piece. And I think it's amazing when the entire puzzle can work together. But as we all know, unfortunately, we still really work very much in silos. But given that I've been in healthcare for over 10 years, I've seen it from a clinical lens, from all different types of lenses, and my role allows me to be very global right now. I think that we are at a point where stakeholders have really understood and identified that they need to work together. One of the things that I really enjoy about my role and where I see myself in the future is being able to be someone who really does what I call integrative operations. So I'm really excited to watch all the pieces of healthcare come together, sit at the same table, make decisions collectively, and really integrate and do it all in real time.
Fantastic. I think that sounds like a great goal, and it'll be fun to see that kind of realized and taken out. I have one follow-up question there. As you mentioned, seeing some of the silos, being broken down and connected again via technology and staff working together, I'm wondering, what do you think will make the biggest difference, or what types of technology and initiatives are really kind of pushing that goal forward?
I think a focus on using analytics and technology in real time is what is going to not only improve employee engagement, but improve patient satisfaction and patient experience over the course of time. There are so many amazing, AI agencies and information technology groups and that are really coming into the market that have the ability to help us fill these gaps in care through the use of technology, exactly as you mentioned. And so I think that that's an area that we need to work on and then focus on and really begin to integrate into real-time operations.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for going through that with us. Now, before we wrap up our conversation, I wanted to ask you about leadership. Can you share three pieces of advice that you would have for emerging leaders today?
Yes, such a wonderful question. And I think that there are, of course, more than three things that any of us who participate on the podcast can say. But a few pieces that I would put out there is never lose sight of your vision. Be patient with yourself in your career. Be kind to yourself. And of course, always focus on personal development. Mentor other people. Be the leader who chooses to break the glass ceiling because you are choosing to pave the path for others. And always lead with humility, kindness, empathy, and trust.
Fantastic. Those are some great points to think about. And I love never losing sight of your vision and really being able to focus on personal development. Aaliyah, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a great discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thank you so much. I'm very humbled to have been invited, and I appreciate the opportunity.